Hey, let's take a dive into, pardon the expression, into Femon's infidelity.
Hey, what's infidelity? Is that a stereo system or something?
How come you've had all the advantages of a modern education and you're dumb as a goddamn plank?
Well, I don't know. Guess I'm just lucky, I guess.
It means when Femons cheat on their men.
Well, why did you say that in the first place?
Now, women's infidelity hasn't changed too much over the years, really. Way back when, they just got away with it, that's all. Of course, many years ago, people got married a lot younger. Well, let's say they were married for at least 35 years. Depressing, but let's just say it anyway. So the deal was the Femon would probably have hardly any lovers before the man she marries. Maybe none, which is unlikely too. But let's just say she had two. That would have been acceptable in those days. And she's a young Femon, and she's going to spend the next 35 years with this one man. And knowing what you know now, guys, about Femons, do you honestly believe she was true blue to this one man for 35 years? I mean, it's possible, but highly unlikely, right? You see, men are expected to try and cheat, so the Femon is always on the lookout for certain signs. But Femons, at least most of them, gave the impression they would be true blue to this guy until his grave. That would put the man off the scent, right? And if any other men said anything about it, saying, well, your wife could be seeing another guy, he'd say something like, don't be stupid, she's having coffee morning with her friends. But really, she's in some cheap motel, getting banged by two strapping men. And Femons are so guiltless, she can come home from that and make supper, and let you bang her too, and that's without her having a shower. And I would reckon, if the truth be known, most Femons cheat on their husbands and their boyfriends. But you see, Femons are born sneakers and liars, so they can get away with it more often. But man has a guilt complex, which gives him away most of the time. Plus, when you come home to your house and your donga's still hanging out, it's a bit of a giveaway. And of course, men are also quite honest. So when a man has quite a few drinks and he's with his friends or a friend somewhere, he may let it slip. And the wife and girlfriend can find out that way too. But a Femon will never let it slip. She will keep her lies from everybody, especially other Femons, to her death. So the real truth really is that Femons play around in marriage and long-term relationships just as much as men, probably more. They just don't get caught as often. So your wife comes home, or your long-term girlfriend, from meeting with a friend. And you kind of get talking and everything else and turn the sort of TV on, and you kind of get a bit amorous, you know, a bit sort of horny. So you start to make your move. And you're surprised, my God, she's so ready already. And she's excited as you are. But it could be she just hasn't dried out from the last episode. Sorry about that, guys, that was a bit disgusting. I'll try not to do that again. But like I say, many, many, many moons ago, a woman would save herself for that one man. That's why on the wedding day they would wear white. White signified virginity. But it was all a lie. Just like everything else. So what do you guys think out there? Who do you think cheats the most? Men or Femons? Now, I know that men get caught more often. It doesn't mean to say that Femons don't cheat a lot more. Let's face it, it's a lot easier for them, isn't it? If she has a decent body and a good-looking Femon, she can just turn to a man and say, you, 2 o'clock, premiere in. Then he'll probably turn up. You guys try doing that to a Femon. No second thoughts, these modern Femons, that might work as well. But on this one, my spider sense is tingling, and I would say, in my mind, Femons cheat far more than men do. And you're asking, has I ever cheated in any of my relationships? Well, of course, because I didn't want to be one of those old guys who gave up all those chances because I was with this special Femon, and then found out she wasn't special at all, and then think about all those chances I didn't take. And there are many men in that position, I'm afraid. I never cheated when I was married. But then again, I was only married for a year. I could handle that.
Mm. Mm,
wind's just changed. I better start tacking around the other way. We are safe.